We're going to do a simple mussel dish with white wine, garlic, and herbs.
Jasper White has been cooking in Boston for what seems like forever. In the early 80s, he presided over some of Boston's best-known hotel kitchens. Then he opened Jasper's, a fancy restaurant in Boston which ran for 12 years. He surprised a lot of people when he shut it down and opened Jasper White's Summer Shack in Cambridge, a noisy clam shack that serves fresh lobster, fish, and fried chicken.
Some thyme, dicing up some shallots.
That's where I met him recently, to cook up a bowl of fresh mussels marinara.
When I first started cooking in Boston, you couldn't give away mussels.
Huh.
The mussels were everywhere and nobody had any interest in. All that changed, as I said, as the American palate became more sophisticated. Chives, parsley, some fresh thyme. I think that's all we need.
And we'll come back to those mussels in a moment. But first, I came to Jasper White's kitchen to talk about his new book, The Summer Shack Cookbook, The Complete Guide to Shore Food. White says he wrote it with a definite summer attitude.
I guess I was trying to teach people the way to cook in the summer, because summer cooking really requires a lot of flexibility. In the summer, you shouldn't sit at home, write a menu, and then go shopping for it. You need to reverse that whole way of thinking. I go shopping first. Go down to the pier and see what's available for fish. Go to the farm stands and see what looks best. In this book, I tried to show people how to do that. I actually wrote about how to shop.
What's the biggest misunderstanding the general public has, do you think, about cooking and preparing seafood?
Well, I think they're intimidated more than they are with other types of food. I think it's simpler than they think. And when you're using great fresh seafood, which people that live in New England especially have it at their fingertips at all times, pretty much the simpler the better.
So what's the best advice in terms of getting hold of fresh seafood?
I think the two things that people need to do is learn what to look for with seafood and with different types of seafood. And it's fairly simple, and I describe pretty well what you're looking for. Looking at whole fish is very simple, because whole fish don't lie. And so you can, if you look at the gills on a fish and they're not flashy and bright and red, you know the fish is a little bit old. The eyes, when they first come out of the water, have great clarity. And as they sit for a few days, they dull. If you find a fish in rigor mortis, you know it's very fresh, because it goes into rigor mortis a couple hours afterward. And with shellfish, each one is different, but, lobster, crab, they're alive. They're pretty easy to tell if they're feisty and lively. Clams are very easy, because when clams are freshly picked, they're actually a steely gray, sometimes even black. They have a bright yellow lip on the outside. And as they sit, they calcify and they turn white. And so when you're looking at a white clam, that's a clam that's a week old.
Well, I love the variety in this cookbook, but you also do some pretty basic how-to guides, like how to eat a lobster. My assumption is you put that in there because you probably see in a restaurant like this a lot of people don't know how to eat a lobster, which is surprising, but probably true.
It's surprising. I actually did a video recently, and we show it out front on the TV as you walk in on how to eat a lobster. Yeah, a lot of people don't, or they don't know how to take full advantage of eating the whole lobster, because, you know, the claws, knuckles, and tail, that's most of the lobster. But there's actually, in a one-pound lobster, there's another ounce of meat in the body, the walking legs, and if you really, even in the tail, fins have meat. You know, I can always tell real New Englanders or real people that have grown up eating lobsters, because they make such a mess, you know, and they just rip it to shreds.
So that's the sign of a knowledgeable lobster eater, kind of mess you make, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it kind of is. You know, they rip the body apart, and there's great meat in the body of the lobster. And it's different, you know, there's different textures for different parts of the lobster, and that's the fun part of eating them.
What's the best way to cook a lobster? I think most people just boil a big pan of water and dump it in.
Yeah, that's not the best way to cook a lobster. I mean, there's so many ways to cook lobster, but truly for a plain lobster in the rough, steaming is the way to go for several reasons. One, at home, it creates far less mess. All you need is an inch of water and a big pot, and I always recommend that the pot has a gallon of space per lobster, for a lobster up to 1.5 pounds, and a rack to suspend it, or seaweed that you can use as a rack. And it allows a little extra room for error. It's a less harsh way of cooking the lobster. It also doesn't dilute them with tap water. If you have ocean water and you want to cook the lobster in it, that's not so bad. But, you know, who's got ocean water? I mean, if you live at the ocean, you do. That's okay. And the gentler cooking of steaming produces a more tender lobster.
So steaming the lobster and then melted butter? Is that the best way to eat it?
If you're eating lobster in the rough just a couple times a year, eat a plain steamed lobster and a pot of butter, because then you get all the nuances, the different textures, and actually slightly different flavors of different parts of the lobster. If you're eating lobster all the time, it's as versatile as chicken. My lobster book, I have 90 recipes, and I could have put 290 recipes in.
Let me ask you finally a question about the Boston restaurant scene in general. You're someone who's been involved with it, as you said, for decades now. You've taken quite a path through it. How do you think it's doing? Is it as robust and vital as you'd like?
I think it's very robust. I think the people that get credit aren't the chefs, it's the customers. It's their dining scene, not ours. We can only be in business if they support us. And so what I see happen was, it happened nationwide, this general interest in elevating what they're eating, you know. And what's happened is American culture has evolved into a pretty sophisticated culture that demands interesting, good food. And what I see is great cheap eats around town, lots of great neighborhood restaurants, more fine dining than I think the market will be able to sustain, but we'll see what happens with that. Really talented young chefs and talented chefs that have been here for decades. Put the bay leaf in there first. So I'm going to add the garlic and shallots.
Okay, so back to those mussels marinara. Hot oil, bay leaf, shallots, garlic, thyme, tarragon. We have the recipe on our website. And then the mussels.
And then they just go right into the pan, right?
Right into the pan, and then I'm going to pour a little wine in, and I'm going to cover them.
And here comes the wine.
And that's pretty much it. After a minute or so, they're ready to eat.
Oh, that's so good. It's so simple, mm-hmm. And yet just packed with flavor.
And the broth should be delicious, too.
This is one of those dishes where the term less is more comes to mind. I mean, it was so simple, and it's just wonderful.
Again, you know, great seafood doesn't require... The more work you put into it, probably the more you're going to screw it up. Just have great mussels. Add a couple ingredients. And, you know, in the end, the reason it's good is because the mussels are good.
The mussels are good. So simple. Jasper White, the author of the Summer Shack Cookbook, The Complete Guide to Shore Food. And you can watch a great video of Jasper White cooking clams on our website, radioboston.org.
Well, in a moment, our weekend arts picks and childhood's end with Harry Potter. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.